Hi, SoFam. Episode 4 on Angel Radio with me, O'Neal White, sending love and light to all of my SoFam, all of my beloveds, any new listeners, thank you so much. Your guardian angels send angel numbers to relay a message that can help you with a problem or a struggle, and they will appear almost anywhere. You can see them on streets, at home, at your place of work, or even in your dreams. It's good to pause and reflect on what the divine realm is trying to tell you. The sooner you figure out what the messages mean, the sooner you can make that much needed change. There's no need to fear when angel numbers start appearing in your life. You should be feeling blessed because these numbers come from the divine realm to bring you a message of love, hope, and guidance. When it comes to angel numbers, there's no such thing as bad luck. You create the life that you live, and it's your choices and decisions that give you the life that you have. So today on angel number 333 is the number that we're going to talk about today. Angel number 333. Now, this is a special number for me. Today I woke up and I lacked motivation. I was in a very low energy vibration, and it had a lot to do with putting myself first and always feeling that overwhelming feeling of having to serve others all the time. And over my life, I have experienced putting others before myself. And I usually reap very low points because I haven't filled my cup up. I haven't put myself first. I haven't thought about what makes me happy. And when you continue to give and give and give and spread light, your light, to others for help, which is important, but what's most important is that you think about what it is that you want out of your life and what makes you happy. And if you haven't done that yet, you will have those periods of low valley moments where you're confused and you're upset and you're frustrated with yourself of why you're in this particular place that you're in right now, and why are you feeling this way, and why can't you get up and be motivated and do the things that you need to do throughout your day to move forward with your dream. It can be very difficult, and I decided to take a shower, and for me, big bodies of water like the ocean or waterfalls or lakes or different types of water, bodies of water, is really calming for me personally. And baths and showers are a way that I can cleanse myself of my worries and the day, or to just come back to one. Water always seems to calm me and bring me back to myself. And I was crying. A very heavy-hearted emotion just came over me of feeling sorry for myself, or just asking God, why am I feeling this way? Why can't I figure this out? Why is there so many changes that are constantly happening in my life? And just feeling really down about myself. And I was crying out for help, just crying out for help. And I decided to listen to a song that I'll play for you later that kind of put some things in perspective, which made me cry even more. And when I looked down in the shower as I was going through these emotions, there was a post-it that I guess was stuck to my foot without even me noticing it. And on that post-it, there was a few numbers on this post-it, because I'm always writing down numbers when I see them. On this post-it, there was one bold number, and it was 333. Now, this number is something I've researched prior to this recording, and I've been really wanting to share this information with you about angel number 333. And during my moment of really low heart vibration, feeling down on myself, feeling like, what am I doing? Is what I'm doing as far as this podcast and giving these numbers out, is this something that I should be doing? And I decided to jump right into it. So this number is very important to me. If you've been seeing this number, the angels are reminding you of a lot of great things. You know, they're letting you know that you've emerged with the Ascended Masters, and that they're working with you day and night on so many levels. They love, guide, and protect you in all ways. It's a reminder to always believe that you are always being protected every step of the way. I know sometimes it may be difficult and hard to believe that the angels are working with you, because we're looking for instant gratification, instant validation, instant signs from this celestial realm or from this universal source, this divine source, and it never actually comes when we want them to come. These messages and these miracles and this magic that happens from the divine only comes when we most need it. So in those times when you're feeling like your prayers are not being heard, it's important to remind yourself that your angels are with you always. Now, I've always spoke about the Ascended Masters, and Ascended Masters are spiritually enlightened beings who in past incarnations were ordinary humans, excuse me, but who have undergone a series of spiritual transformations, originally called initiations. Names like Mahatma, saints, the Ascended Masters, some other names are Jesus, Buddha, Ganesh, in the Indian culture, many other names of these spiritual icons as well, but these are just a few. In these teachings, the Mahatmas are not disembodied beings, but highly involved people involved in overseeing the spiritual growth of individuals and the development of civilizations. Both Muhammad and Ascended Masters are based on the theosophical concepts of the masters of ancient wisdom. So this is what Ascended Masters are: Buddha, Jesus, Ganesh, a saint. These are a few people when you think about Ascended Masters, or when I speak about Ascended Masters. These are, they've been on the earth before, but reincarnated into a spiritual being that is always looking down on us, guiding us, sacrificed for us, and now they are here along with us. We may not be able to see them, but they're here. And so Mahatma, Jesus, Buddha, Ganesh are a few names of these spiritual icons that are Ascended Masters. So I want to start with the single number, number 3. This number, the Ascended Masters are near. They responded to your prayers and want to help you. The angelic guidance and angelic energies that represent this number is confidence, power, creativity, joy, and inspiration. The angels want you to see, want you to keep improving yourself every day. It's important that we keep these angelic energies very present and priority in our life. Confidence is something that is needed to live in this physical reality that we live in today. Constantly encouraging yourself to be the best version of yourself and to believe that you have all the tools that you need and all the knowledge you need at that particular moment to handle any situation, and understanding that the angels are also very close to you at that time when you're in doubt on yourself. Just reminder of believing in your abilities. Power, of course. Confidence, once you gain confidence, power is then something that just automatically, naturally happens. And creativity and joy, which brings along inspiration. So all of these components are important to continue to improve on every day. Remind yourself of like a reboot. Remind yourself of these energies that can then help you continue to go on in life. For me, sometimes it's difficult or challenging to remember them when in a crisis or when you are, what I'm currently going through today is low energy vibration. But reminding myself that I am capable and that I must use my natural abilities and skills, and using my intuition to pull myself out of a very low vibration and to continue to trust self. And that is where confidence comes in. So the number goes on to let us know that good energy and personal growth are energies that are associated with the angel number 333. Your ascended masters are sending you a wake-up call if you're seeing this number repeatedly. And it's a sign from your divine protectors that these are your angels that were created by God and the divine source to guide you throughout your life on earth. In the spirit realm, you also have spirit guides that show up during certain phases of your life to assist you on your journey. Keep in mind, spirit guides can also be deceased loved ones who are with you by your side always. Together, your angels and your spirit guides are sending you signs to comfort you and to remind you that you have the inner strength to keep going. No matter what obstacles are in front of you, you have the power to create your own reality. There are times when you feel powerless, helpless, lonely, when it feels like the world is against you and you are in it alone. Your angels are always doing their best to protect you, love, and guide you in the right direction. So, with this energy of personal growth, this good energy of personal growth, it shows us or breaks down the idea that this is a wake-up call from our ascended masters, that our divine protectors, our angels, are always close to us. And I keep reiterating this because this is something that needs to be repeated. This is something that needs to be remembered constantly throughout your day, in every moment that you need to bring yourself back to one and understand that you are not alone in this fight, in this battle we call life. This is a short life, but it's important if we are here existing in life is to do our very best every day to fulfill out our life purpose. Some people know their life purpose, so that is your force, your magical force that continues to keep you focused. But if you have not found your life purpose, please continue to remember that it is on its way. Everybody is on different levels of consciousness and ascension. So it's important that you do not idolize others, because most of the time they are manufacturing whatever you see. They're manufacturing, you know, the life that they want to create. And you have that ability to do the same. So be very careful of idolizing someone out there on the televisions or in the virtual world, social media, a celebrity or whatever. Do not find yourself focusing too much on what they have and how quickly you think that they got it. Just remember that you have your own path, your own unique life to live and to create, and know that we're all in this, we're all the same. We're all out here manufacturing the life that we dream of, and you can do that too. So I want to go more into the angel number 333, and it's a reminder of your true self, and acknowledge all the talents that you have been gifted with. Sometimes it's very easy to forget all the gifts and those talents, natural talents and abilities that we have. So this number is a reminder, if you've been seeing this number repeatedly, is to believe in your true self and often acknowledge your natural gifts and talents. Don't underestimate your abilities. You have the power to make something of yourself and leave your mark in the world. So pay heed to your inner strengths and use them to your advantage to fulfill the purpose that you are here for and sent within this universe. Be kind to yourself. That is so important and very easy not to do. We are always constantly hard on ourselves when we make a mistake or we feel like we could have done something better or in a different way, and then we self-annihilate ourselves by brutal criticism, and you will find that this act against self is not helping, is not improving your life, it's only making you feel worse than you were. So it's so important with this message to be kind to yourself. It's also a reminder that you are currently going through a continuous process of growth. And the new phase in your life will all allow you to further enhance your skills. So just be patient. Take your time. You'll know when to speed up and when to really work hard at this. But during these times, if you're seeing 333, just remember that this life that you're living is the process of your growth. And you're moving and ascending to the next phase of your life. So allow these skills and these abilities to continue to be enhanced. Let go of any past feelings of resentment or regret. You are about to enter a new phase of maturity. So take this as a good opportunity to own up to the mistakes that you've made in the past and start taking responsibility for your actions. Making peace with the past is one of the most crucial steps when it comes to moving forward, because it is only when you let go of the past negativities that you will be able to make room for good things to happen. Reevaluate your life and cut off the things or people that are no longer impacting you in a positive way. You will only be able to achieve a peaceful life when you get closure on the past. It will take some effort, but once you achieve the balance, in life you need, you will be a happier person from within. So it's really important to kind of remind yourself of that. We always need a reminder to reevaluate our lives, make peace with our past, remove any negative thoughts, any toxicity in your life, people, jobs. It's important to listen to your intuition and separate yourself for the betterment of yourself. So please keep that in mind. If this is a time as you're moving forward or ascending into the next phase of your life, and being more mature and taking accountability and responsibility for your actions during this time, reevaluating your life and cutting off these things and these people and these places is will be better in the long run. It may not make sense at this time, and it may be confusing, but or hard to separate yourself from something that possibly brings you security in some type of way, validates you, or you may feel a level of validation affiliated with this particular place, person, or thing. Take your time, but listen to your intuition, and your intuition will definitely let you know if this is good for you in a positive way, or if this is hurting you and affecting you moving forward into this new phase of your life. Our angels are always guiding us in the right direction by sending little hints and messages, hiding behind the diverse combinations of these numbers. Life changes are associated with the angel number 333. Symbolizing aid and encouragement. So keep in mind that the angels are here doing, and they're very active, and they know that you're in a phase of your life where things are shifting, things are changing. So calling your angels whenever you need guidance, whenever you feel lost, they are here to aid you and encourage you. They come from a loving place. They cannot physically, in this physical world, show themselves to you and show up, but please be mindful that for me, angel numbers are appear to me. This is something that I'm passionate about and that I believe. It may not be that particular spiritual medium for you. It could be something else. It could anything, right? Synchronicity of some point of some sort. So your angels speak to you in the language that you will understand. All right. So when we start noticing the angel number 333, take a step back and look into its meaning. The universe and angels want you to know that you are loved, cared for, and protected every step of the way, no matter what. Even at times when you fall at the lowest point in your life, your angels are by your side. If you feel powerful, confident, and energetic at this time, seeing angel number 333 means the same. Your angels are supporting you at every step along your way. Be proud of your achievements and be excited about what the future has in store for you. Most importantly, you have grown as a person. Remember that. And your angels are proud of you for your positive attitudes. This number exudes powerful energies and has a very important meaning specifically for you. Your guardian angels are reassuring you of the clarity and grip that you have on your life and are always urging you to expect a little more exciting opportunities that are in store. And this is a very encouraging message. If you are seeing 333, either you're going through a very difficult time or you are in a very good place in life, the angels are helping us all in all different types of ways. They don't only help us when we're low or show up when we're going through trials and tribulations. They're also there to congratulate you. They're your biggest cheerleaders when you are being successful and feeling confident and energetic and positive and motivated in your life's purpose. Angel number 333 goes on to encourage us to deeply explore the skills and talents we have that we were given and share them with the rest of the world. Now, that's something that I really love is this message. Once you explore and perfect your skills, and even while you're perfecting your skills and talents, always share what you've been given with someone less fortunate or someone that doesn't have what you have or the experience and the knowledge that you have or the wisdom. It's always important to then share that information. And finding your truth is both a journey into yourself that grows naturally with your journey into the world. So the truth about yourself and the journey that you're on to find the truth is literally and naturally connected to the journey into the world. This is our purpose. This is our life purpose in life, to find the truth in life, discovering our own truth. We are all unique and multi-dimensional. We are here to uncover our discovery as we acknowledge ourselves in pieces and connect what we learn. We are all masterpieces, mastering peace. Well, that's a very powerful message there. So I want to talk a little bit about what love and the angel number 333 and what that message is. It indicates a time for you to make serious choices. If you're dating, if you're not dating, when I speak of angel numbers and love, it could be a loved one, not necessarily intimate lover or someone you're married to or dating. It could be your mother, it could be your family member, it could be a close friend. So look at this message in a broad way. If any of these messages that you hear resonate with you, I am very grateful for that. So the angel's advice is a time for you to stop being indecisive and just spring into action. If you're being thinking of saying yes to moving in with your partner, angel number 333 wants to assure you that it will be, or it will do, a whole lot of good to your relationship. If you've been feeling like you need to get out of a relationship, this is the time to do it as well. Welcome in abundance of love in your life, not just romantic love. You can expect a rain shower of love from coworkers, friends you haven't seen for a while, from family who are finally reaching out, or even from new pets that you possibly adopted, or someone was looking to get rid of a dog or pet or whatever. Maybe some new pets or new babies that will be sharing your home soon. Also, it's important to look at your romantic life from the outside so you can make the best decisions in your situation to avoid being extremely affected by your strong emotions. So it's important to look at everything, any type of relationship, romantic or not, or platonic. Look at it from the wider lens. This will then give you the moment to step back and think about what is actually happening in reality instead of what you are creating within your imagination. It's important to believe a person when they show you who they are. Take a step back, look at your relationships or romantic life from a wider lens, and then make wiser decisions, and don't allow your emotions or your mood to affect this progress, this growth. Try to listen to the quiet and just be still so you can be fully aware. Well, when we are all busy, I mean, even during quarantine, we're creating things and we're trying to take this time to create what we're planning on showing the world once we're able to surface. So this is a good time to sit back, be still, be quiet, and just be aware of what's going on in a relationship and with yourself. Remember that love is a never-ending process. But I truly believe that your angels are just there beside you to guide you every step of the way. So just keep in mind that love takes time, and there's two people involved in this, and being understanding, being patient, not taking everything so personally, being honest, showing your true self, not showing this manufactured version of yourself to a person that you love and care about, because this action will not serve you well. It's important to be confident, and even your quirks, if you make mistakes, if you say the wrong things. I mean, even on this podcast recording, the music came back on. I mispronounced the word. There are so many things that can happen, but you just got to keep going. And this is what I'm doing. And this is what I'm encouraging all of you that's listening out there to do. Stop, listen, be still, look at things from the outside, be fully aware of that, and then make your decision, then make your move. When your strong emotions have then came to a more understanding level, then I encourage that to be the time to react or to put action into these relationships or these situations, scenarios in your life. So back to some more messages. 333 is just such a very magical number, and it has so much meaning, and thank you for listening. I have some more information I would love to share with you about this number that would then tie everything all together. It is common when you see angel number 333 when you're going through confusion or uncertainty. This is why you need to call on your guardian angels and ask them to guide you to make the best decisions. Let your creativity loose and employ more spontaneity to your daily life. This is a great time to start exploring those ideas which you were too scared to try in the past. Your body, mind, and spirit should be in union so that you reach your full potential in this physical realm. So, this is a beautiful message. Mind, body, and spirit should be in union together so you could reach your full potential in this physical world. So mind, body, spirit, the Holy Trinity, united together, and this will then create your full potential and let yourself go into this physical reality, this physical realm that we live in. And doing that is by using your natural abilities. You could start by using your natural abilities. Operate with the universe and make the world a better place for all. We all have our place. We weren't just created for any particular reason. We were created to live out our purpose, and we can create something amazing on Earth by using our natural abilities. This is the real life mission, to use our natural abilities and our gifts that we were given to give back to humanity in so many different types of ways, and also to ultimately grow as a person in the process. Angel number 333 goes on to speak about speaking our mind. Speak your mind. In the past, you may have gone through something horrible, which left a mark on you. Here's a reminder from the angels that no matter what, you're not alone. And I think this is a message that we have to remember, that we're not alone, because for me personally, there have been many, many times throughout the day, any day, that the loneliness creeps in. And it's not the loneliness of having a particular person around me. It's more of feeling alone in the world, feeling like you're misunderstood constantly, and that the steps you're taking and who you are, how unique you are, people may not understand that, and it gives you a feeling of feeling alone. And I have felt that for a very long time, since I was a very young kid. But luckily, I've been able to pull myself out of that, and in the moments that I need to celebrate my uniqueness, celebrate what makes me unique, and not always being a follower, never being a follower, actually, because we are all unique. When you find yourself being a follower to something, there's a lot of things that creep up that are negative. You know, doubt creeps up, you know, insecurity creeps up. Not feeling worthy creeps up, and this affects your entire system. It affects your body, the way you move, the way you think. So it's important to be your authentic, unique self. And remember that you're not alone. I'm out here. There's so many others out in the world that you may have crossed paths with, that have been going through or are going through similar situations. It's important to talk about how you feel with a trusted person, so that, one, you can release this energy from you, and it'll make you feel a lot lighter, a lot better. But also, in turn, you will meet people, or you will realize something about a person that you love and that you know, that you have history with, that has possibly been through something similar to what you're currently going through. So I encourage you, the angels encourage you, the divine source encourages you to constantly speak your mind, be open, share your philosophies on life, share your beliefs. Don't be afraid of what could happen. You know, you never know if what you're talking about, even if you think it's crazy, someone receives a message that they need it. So always be open to speak your mind. If you are hurting deep inside, you need to speak out and share your feelings. Like I was saying before, just talk to someone. It's important to get it out of your system so that you could start that process, that magical process of healing. We're multifaceted, so there's so many things that of how to heal, and it's going to take a long time in our life to, you know, create this healing and to move past certain things. Your angels want you to also know that it's perfectly okay and even beneficial for you to talk about your pain with someone you trust. You will feel instantly better afterwards. So it just kind of reiterates what I was saying to you before. There's always someone who will understand what you're going through, so don't hesitate to share your pain. You might even help someone else who went through a similar traumatic experience once you decide to open up. Remember, everyone has gone through something that hurt them in the past, so you shouldn't let the pain or the past define you. Do not let the pain of the past define you. It's so important. It's so important. Past mistakes, past pain, past things that happen, we constantly go back to that. Me personally, I'm very nostalgic, and I hold on to a lot of beautiful, happy, positive, joyful moments in the past that have happened. And it's not bad to hold on to these special moments, but it's not useful or beneficial to bring them into the present, because the comparison starts and things like that, and then it'll never feel or be the same. You know, you're creating through the present. So being nostalgic in the past and holding on to things is not beneficial, and it does not define you. So release yourself in your own time of the past pain and mistakes, and move forward, being grateful for those opportunities to realize and recognize these past things that have happened, but also to remember in this present that this does not define you. Your angels, as always, are always encouraging you to open up and share these feelings with others. It will be healing for you and all parties involved with whom you share that information. As you allow the divine to expand more within you, you discover that you are naturally pushing out your ego, the false self. When you realize there's no room for the ego or a false self to live within you, you begin to live life with a higher spiritual consciousness. This means you become more aware of who you truly are. Knowledge is found within you because it lives in you. This number is absolutely magical. I'm so very, very grateful that I was able to share this number with you today. Even being in a state of uncertainty and in low vibration, but I am just so blessed and so grateful that I have this platform to be able to share my experiences with you. I would encourage, if you have any stories of synchronicities or you're going through certain things and something magical happens and some type of synchronicity happens, I would love to hear your stories, because this is, during this time, this uncertain time, is so important for us to gather together, even if it's not physical, spiritually on a higher level. And by doing that, we have to share our experiences, share these quirky things that we may not be able to understand with others, because we never know how it could impact someone else's life or if that synchronicity happened in their life. So I want to send you a lot of love and encouragement. And if you're feeling a bit melancholy today, know that it's okay and that you're not alone. We are all out here trying to make the best of this life that we were given, and to find out our life purpose and move confidently in that destined path and that destined purpose that we have. So I want to play this song that I was playing earlier today that kind of pretty much wraps up this angel number 333. Is not one of my tracks that I made, but it's a song that now has new meaning for me, and I hope that this will inspire you as well. Find some messages that will work into your life. Bear with me here, and I'm gonna send this out. Thank you so much, Soul Fam, for listening. I appreciate you. This is Angel Radio with O'Neill Weich. If you're seeing any reoccurrence of numbers, please send me a message, and I will look that number up for you. As always, I like to talk about my trusted sources that I use. Today it was trustedpsychicmediums.com, Doreen Virtue, angelnumber.org, sunsigns.org, and the secret of the tarot.com. sending love and light to you all. How can